This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Well, of course, the story of the day is the winter storm that is en route on its way right now. Joining us on the phone, we had him as a guest last night, may have him back tomorrow to tell us when we're going to be able to dig out of it. David Harker, who is a Fox 47 meteorologist. Good evening, David. How are you?
Good, Cheryl. How are you doing this evening?
Well, I can't imagine a busier person on the planet right now than a meteorologist. Have you had time to come up for air today?
Oh, yeah. It's been a easy morning. And this afternoon, things, as you know, and as most people know, been getting a little bit dicey, so we're just awaiting the snowstorm overnight tonight.
And I'm in the studio and I can't really see because it's getting dark outside. Have the snow flurries and the snow actually started coming down in mid-Michigan area yet?
Yeah, we're actually seeing a little light snow making its way, especially into Lansing, down to the south, closer to the tri-state area. That's where a little bit more moderate snow is falling, and they're starting to see a bit of accumulation tonight. But I think the bulk of the snow, when it does really start to at least be the higher amounts of snow that we're expecting, that'll be overnight tonight, and those winds, they're definitely going to be a problem as well.
Have the projections changed at all from 24 hours ago when we spoke in terms of amounts or the range of the storm that it's going to cover?
Sure. We're going to stick with the same amount that we called for last night, about a foot down to the south, maybe about a foot and a half of snow. And I know there's been so many closings just recently from everybody, schools, events, and everything. From all, even MSU, I know the classes are canceled. So it's just a really dicey situation. But as of right now, the projections are about the same.
Well, that's interesting because sometimes things shift a little bit. This one's just strong and moving ahead. It like the way it was formed to begin with, huh?
Exactly. And you know what's really interesting about this system? It's spanning over a distance of 2,000 miles, and that's something that we've really, really, really stressed on to people because it's taking up what seems to be about half the continental United States.
I had a guest on just a few minutes ago who was in Dallas, and they'd gotten a little snow, and boy, things were came to a screeching halt. And another friend of mine texted me from Texas today, and boy, it's huge. It's absolutely huge.
Right, and it was interesting. I was watching the weather radar down in to San Angelo, Texas, which is right in the smack dab west Texas. They were having severe weather, tornadoes and thunderstorms, where up here we're dealing with the snow. So you could see one extreme to the other.
Very good. What point are you predicting that we'll see the worst of what we're going to see if it starts, you know, later tonight in the overnight hours?
Yeah, I think it's going to be the worst overnight tonight. So that's always good. If there's people that need to get out this evening rather than tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a mess, not only in the roadways, but it's just going to be downright chilly. Wind gusts 45 miles an hour plus. We're going to be seeing a good deal of snow drifting east-west roads. Could see as much as 4 feet of drifting, so that's going to be a big problem as well.
Is it what I didn't ask you last night? Is it going to? This is going to be pretty steady once it starts. I've heard predictions of about 3 inches an hour, so it's just going to start falling and not stop till tomorrow afternoon.
Right, and there's going to be light snow throughout the afternoon hours tomorrow before this deal finally lets up. But the good news is, after everything, once the system finally moves out, we'll actually see 30-degree temperatures by the end of the weekend, so a bit of a swing of temperatures as well, back to the freezing mark for once.
I love a cheery meteorologist in the middle of an epic weather event. What are, you know, we've heard so many names tossed around. What are some of the names that you're liking for the snow event?
I used this one for the system that we had back in December. I like to call it the mess in the Midwest, so to speak. But I'm sure we have to come up with something different because it's spanned all across the United States. They're actually comparing this system to the system back in the 70s, I believe it was, which dumped about 2 feet of snow in some areas across the Midwest.
Well, it's amazing. David, I can't thank you enough for keeping track of us. I may get in touch with you tomorrow, and we'll see how things are going to be improving drastically. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with David Harker, Fox 47 meteorologist. We're now going out on the phone to a gentleman named Lucas Hickson, who is the operations supervisor of a company called Compass North, and he's in Chicago, where this event is already happening. Good evening, Lucas. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Cheryl. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Tell me what you're seeing. Ashley was communicating with you here in the studio earlier, and you've got snow on the ground, and things are a mess.
Well, we've got just a little bit of a preview of what you guys are going to be seeing here shortly. We've got some high winds. Winds today have been up around 20 miles an hour all day long. Tonight they're going to be getting up to around 50 miles an hour is what they're telling us. Currently, we've probably got about 8 inches of snow just throughout the day, but they said that tonight we're going to be in blizzard conditions. Visibility is going to be at zero. By the morning, they're expecting snow drifts up to 10 feet. One of the big problems out here, though, is that there's a stretch of ice about a half a mile long just off of the city that's actually breaking up, and because of the winds, there's 25-foot waves that are bringing that ice crashing into Lakeshore Drive, so there's a lot of backup in the traffic with there right now.
Oh, my. I can't. I'm picturing this in my mind because I'm kind of a visual person. I'm picturing the end of the world going on what you're describing here. Oh, my.
Well, let me tell you, I got a couple other highlights just that I've heard today from the news. We've got people seeking shelter, so they're breaking into buildings all around the city to try and find shelter into this and to abandon buildings. So that's one of the ones. There's also a lot of snow buildup in the I-80 corridor with accumulating snow down there. Also, there's a lot of lake effect snow up on the high side of the city and all the way around on the lakeshore. But they're talking about winds up to 50 or 60 miles an hour tonight along that lakeshore with zero visibility and an isolated snow-producing thunderstorm that will also be dropping an additional 8 to 12 inches on some areas.
Are you just, how long have you been in the Chicago area, Lucas?
I've lived here almost 5 years, and I've had cold winters, I've had windy winters, but I have yet to see a storm that has built as much anticipation as this one.
I mean, literally, what you're describing is incredible. And anybody who's ever been along Lakeshore Drive there, and many of us has, if you haven't lived there, of course, as a tourist, I can't imagine 25-foot waves in with these temperatures going on. And do you anticipate them closing down? You know, are they talking about closing parts of Lakeshore with these conditions?
Well, they actually already have. I've been monitoring the police scanner for the Chicago Police Department, and they've actually closed down a lot of the stretches of I-55 and Lakeshore Drive. I used to live up on Lakeshore Drive, and I can tell you that I've seen waves 10 and 12 feet, and those break the water retaining walls. So waves of 25 feet that are also carrying ice, I mean, that's also a big hazard for anybody that travels down that bike path, or there's a lot of sailboats and places for other people to house their boats throughout the winter. So I expect that there's probably going to be a lot of insurance claims because of this as well.
Now, when you were monitoring the police radio and the scanner earlier, you were talking about sirens and things. What were the sirens specific? Were they part of the warning system because of the waves or?
Well, there's because of the waves and because of the zero visibility at the high traffic hours of the day, it's really not a peak time for this storm to be hitting. So they're having a lot of problems with all of the traffic that's flowing through the city and just south of it into Indiana. Indiana has actually been getting a lot more snow because of the lake effect snow. And so those highways, as you can imagine, 94 and 90, are quite tragic at this time.
Wow. When did this start for you today? I mean, in the Chicagoland area, when did you start seeing the winds pick up and then the snow begin?
Somewhere around 1 and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. It was clear all morning, and in fact, a lot of us were joking, as I'm sure many of you in Michigan were, that this was probably just overhyped up. But once you started hearing the wind howling around the skyscrapers, you started looking around and making sure that your windows were still closed.
So in case any of us are sitting here going, well, we don't think it started snowing here yet, you're here to tell us it's a-coming.
It is coming, and I have already had to shovel up my driveway 5 times since I've been home, and it doesn't look like I've made a dent in it. And so I think that everyone should be sure to get out there and make sure that you have the supplies that you need, make sure that you're in a warm spot, and they're warning us to be prepared for massive electrical outages, even out into the suburbs. And when that happens in a metropolitan area like what we have, you know it's going to get pretty severe out in the outlying areas as well.
Oh my gosh. So it's, yeah. So yeah, in case people were thinking we're just making this up, here it comes. And I didn't want to let pass what you said that folks, were breaking into abandoned buildings for shelter. And these are obviously folks who must be living on the streets. I mean, imagine if you're in that kind of a situation with nowhere to go. I mean, desperate times call for desperate measures, I guess.
There are also a lot of shelters and churches that are getting together in our area, I'm sure, in a lot of other areas. They're taking in families, so there's a lot of flooding because of this as well. And so, you know, there's a lot of other things that people don't necessarily think about just because of a snowstorm. So, you know, think that, make sure that you have everything that you need. Make sure that the people that you love have everything that they need. You know, it's a time for people to stick together.
I love that Lucas is giving us these wonderful moments and kind of community service messages. Lucas, this is very nice. What are your plans for the evening other than staying in, just kind of keeping an eye on neighbors and yourselves? And I assume you have all the supplies you need for the family.
Yeah, we went out and got everything about 2 days ago when we first heard of it. I actually am doing some logistics tonight, so I actually have some drivers that are out in the outlying areas of the Midwest in Missouri and Iowa. And so I'm going to be keeping track of them pretty closely and keeping track of the storm and making sure that the progress keeps up with where we want it to be.
Well, very good. I may hang on to your number, Lucas, and give you a call tomorrow and see how things look in Chicagoland area digging out from the storm. You'll be a little ahead of us, hopefully, in the digging out process. But we may connect again. Lucas, I can't thank you enough for giving us a heads up of what's coming our way.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show. Have a great night and make sure that you get home safely.
Will do. We'll be extra careful. You as well, you and your family. Thank you, Lucas.
Yep, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Talking with Lucas Hickson, who is an operations supervisor for a company called Compass North in Chicago. Yeah, if there's any doubt, it's a coming. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.